Leadership challenges number 5. Good morning. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Grow Great, the podcast. Website is also the same name, growgreat.com. You will find many, many resources over there, lots of podcasts, lots of blog posts, lots of resources to help you hopefully grow your leadership great and to grow a great business. I posted over at the Facebook page over at facebook.com/Bula Network, B-U-L-A Network. I posted a graphic that is a single sentence that I've uttered. Well, in recent days, it's had probably greater meaning. The road to success is not paved with misery and dread. The number of CEOs and the number of business owners, and let's focus maybe a little more on the latter. The number of business owners, I'm sorry, entrepreneurs, that find themselves in a pretty big state of misery is, I think, extraordinarily high. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. Number one, I think there are the real challenges, the real issues, cash flow, lack of customers, employee issues. There are those real things that present business problems. And not that those things can't be solved, but they're just the real everyday kind of grind of running a business, owning a business. And then there are the more emotional things. There are the more psychological things. And quite honestly, these very well may be the deeper things. These may be the things that are a lot tougher to kind of wrestle to the ground and conquer. And I think social media and the internet in general is fueling largely, at least with some people, particularly a demographic that, is probably slightly younger than me. Those that are older, you know, not so much, probably being influenced by the internet media frenzy. But there still is this cultural thing. There still is the cultural dilemma of freedom and all of the positive things that we hear affirmed in being an entrepreneur, in being a business owner. And yet so many people just don't find that true. And I think younger folks tend to think, I'm missing something. I'm missing something. I thought this was going to be all that in a bag of chips, and it's not. Some older folks, I think, fall prey into just feeling like a failure. And so I've caught myself over the last year, especially uttering some sentences like the one that I just began with, the road to success is not paved with misery and dread. And another one that has kind of become a bit of a staple for me is that, you know, sometimes success feels like failure. And then there are other times that failure feels like success. And at the root of it all, one big, big part of it, comparing ourselves. I spent some time in the last episode talking about maverick moxie, and that was kind of the theme with that episode. And it's the theme in today's leadership challenge, that the road to success is not paved with your misery and dread. The price that you must pay for your success in business and as a leader is not misery and dread. But I encounter far too many people who, when you begin to unwrap this thing, peel back all the layers of the onion, more and more I'm discovering that people seem somewhat convinced that it is, that they have to endure a big degree of misery, a big degree of dread. I've caught myself in recent weeks bringing up a story of a young man that I interviewed over 6 years ago when he first moved to Nashville, Tennessee, from his hometown of Chattanooga. He got out of college and straight away moved to Nashville. And he was hoping to break into country music. Big, big fan of country music. His father and grandparents were tragically killed in an auto accident involving a drunk driver. Everyone but the drunk driver was killed. So in one fell swoop, he lost grandparents and he lost his father. And his father was a big, big influence on him. His father was a big, big country music fan. And so the young man moves to Nashville and he loved playing music. He loved writing songs. Now, he has endured a 6-year slog in Nashville, Tennessee, playing music. Has it been just an enormous high all the time? No. No, he has spent many, 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 many nights playing in places around Nashville for tips. But some days ago in Las Vegas, opening night, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and this young man walks on stage with a lone guitar and stood before a crowd of, 16,000 people. An enormous break. And people see that. And somebody had sent me something the other day. I got an email from somebody and it was, they knew I would appreciate it. It was something along the lines of, we tend to compare our hard times and our tough work with somebody else's highlight footage. We see their success. And so we're comparing where we're at to that moment in time where they've succeeded. We haven't seen all the pain and suffering that they have endured. And see, there it is. That's our mindset. To get to success, there's got to be pain, there's got to be suffering, there's got to be misery, there's got to be dread. Fact is that this young man, his name is Mitch Rosell. Every night, every day, Mitch was playing music, writing songs. He wasn't living in misery. He wasn't living in dread. He didn't get up every day dreading to write songs. He didn't get up every day dreading to play music. No. He loved doing it. He loves doing it. Did he want to have success? Of course he did. Has his road to success been paved with misery and dread? No. Has it been paved with failure and heartbreak and setback and anxiety and moments of depression? Yeah. Because he's just like you. He's just like me. He's human. Can we as business people, and I realize that we're not in the creative space like country music, but we are creative in our own way. We're creative in the sense that every day we are tasked with leading people, with building an organization, with impacting a culture, with making decisions, with solving problems. That's what we do. How we do that is strictly up to us. There is no one size fits all. I've said it a lot. I can go find a business owner and talk with them and find out that they are the absolute biggest jerk on the planet. An absolute autocratic dictator that cares nothing about their people. And they may be wildly successful for any number of reasons. Timing, great product, hot market. Conversely, I can go find somebody who seems to be doing everything right. Man, they're putting their people first. They seem to be, you know, they seem to have it all together, and they can be absolutely struggling for their life. And you can think, well, it's not fair. They may not have as good a product. They may not have as good a service. They may not have as lucrative a market. There are any number of factors for us to say, well, the way to success is to be an autocratic dictator and a jerk, or no, the way to fail is to be a nice person. We're drawing the wrong conclusions. There's a lot more to it than that. And for us to say that the road to success, we've got to slog through, we've got to go through some misery and some dread, is, I just believe, blatantly untrue. What I think is true is we do have to endure some pain. But I don't think the pain is in what we're doing. I think the pain is in the result that we're getting. Mitch Rosell, night after night, playing in places like Tootsie's at Nashville, sometimes making $100, sometimes making nothing. He's playing music. The choices and the actions that he took every night and the choices that he's making every day to play music is what he wants to do. He wants to play music. He wants his music to have acceptance. He wants people to like it. He wants people to buy it. He wants to be able to play music for a living, and now, thankfully, he is. But it was a long time coming. Pain? Oh, absolutely, he had to endure pain. But it wasn't misery or dread because he got up every morning loving to do it. Certainly hoping, praying for a break, but loving to do it. And there's the rub. Do you get up in the morning loving to do it? And doing it in spite of whatever pain comes your way, in spite of whatever rejection comes your way. And if you're not, I'm going to tell you, stop playing the game you're playing. Because the road to success is not paved with misery and dread. I could make a compelling argument. I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I could make a compelling argument, and I think you know that I could, that you waking up every day with misery and dread will have a horrible negative impact on not only you, but those closest to you, your family. It will impact your people. It will impact your organization. If you think that you can hide your misery and your dread, you're wrong. You may be a great actor. You may be world class. You may be Academy Award winning, but you still can't hide your misery and dread. Better to find something that fuels you, like the young man in Nashville, something that you get up in the morning and you want to do, you're desperate to do, and you don't care what the world's response to it is. You want the world to accept it. You want to be appreciated for it. You want it to be where you can make your mark. And it may happen and it may not. Of the thousands and tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands that come through Nashville on any given year, there's a young man who opened in Las Vegas this week for Garth Brooks. One. But he came to Nashville thinking, why not me? And he's still a young man, and so he gave himself the time. He's learned. He has stuck to his guns. He's done what he wanted to do. And mostly, he's done it the way that he wanted to do it because he knows who he is. And he knew that getting up every day, miserable, dreading it, was not going to work out. He didn't get to that opening stage for Garth Brooks by waking up every day with misery and dread. He did it because he was energized by the work. So I'll leave you with that. Are you energized by the work? If you're not, find work that you can be energized in. I know so many top-level leaders, including owners and founders, sometimes feel trapped. They got things that they didn't bargain for, and now they don't know what to do about it. I know because I sit across from a number of these people from time to time. These are the people that I serve. I serve CEOs. I serve executives. I serve owners. It's a lonely, lonely slog. Visit the website, growgreat.com. Click on that tab that says who I work with and how. Just scan that. Read that over. If you need someone to talk with, if you need someone to be a sounding board, if you need someone to help you not go it alone, you are listening to such a voice. Because I'm the guy who gets up every day, not with misery or dread, but with an anxious anticipation to help you. My fire gets stoked in helping people claim more of the spotlight and achieving more success. It's a work of significance. It's a work of legacy. And it's what I enjoy. And thankfully, I'm pretty good at it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Till next time.